Emma Shin, thank you so much for joining us on Interview with an Artist. You're in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Willie, for having me. How are you?
I'm well. Now, Emma, how would you describe the style of work that you do?
I am a tapestry weaver, textile artist, and printmaker. And I make some sculptural textile work or printing, and then combine paper and textiles and do some embroidery and make artwork. So that's kind of multimedia work. Or make artist book, or paper mache is also, I work for a different medium.
And so when you came to Australia and you started to mix in the Australian artistic community, how did you find everyone?
Yes, everyone's very friendly. There's not such a hierarchy system as in Japan. And I haven't studied or worked in Melbourne in university, so I can't tell exactly that part. But I can have my voices, like I can raise my voice, not only in art world, but at the normal life. So I think that's a big difference. And then that's why longing for, I think I always wanted to get out of Japan. And being an artist is a little bit tricky. And then I had a part-time job and making artwork as well. And often at the workplace, my friends were always saying, like, what do you do? Why do you make artwork? Or people were really suspicious about it. And I think in Japan, we have to, we have to follow just like a normal or majority. So that's the good, how can I say, polite, or that's the best things to do.
Right. Okay. So in Japan, it's a very polite, very hierarchical, very traditional way. And here in Australia, you felt more comfortable being more creative and being an artist.
Yes, I think so. Yes. I was told a few things from like my male professor, like for example, don't marry to male artists. Because if you become more famous, he will envy you and you're going to break up. Or it sounds terrible. Or in the galleries are not going to take serious to your work if you're a young woman artist, because you end up married and have a children and you may not going to make artwork anymore. Or so that sounds weird.
Oh my God, your professor.
That's right, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That like they're really like hierarchy. Yes, so generally Japanese people are very nice and very friendly and kind. But at the school, it was a bit hard for me to listening, and I wasn't sure. I couldn't see by myself the situation.
You met an Australian who was studying block printing at the same institute. Is that right?
Yes, he was already established artist when I met him, and then we studied in the university at different times. I knew his artwork when we first met. I started to talk about his artwork and I would like your work, and yeah, so that's why how we started.
And now you've got two children and you live in Australia.
Yes, that's right. Yes, but I still keep my art practice. So, yeah, my professor was completely wrong.
Yes. And so when did you start calling yourself an artist?
I received a grant for research in overseas from a Japanese cosmetic company called Pola. So I think at that time I called myself artist. Probably, like, yes, and recently I realized I call myself artist properly because I feel like I have a mission to tell stories or my voice to people through my art.
When you think about those stories that you want to tell, what does that mean to you?
As I grow up in male-dominant society, and then I grew up in a traditional Korean family, then I'm a third generation, and then my grandfather is moved from Korea, and then he married to my grandma, who is Japanese. And then he kept a family tree book, and then I've heard it's quite common in Korea, having family tree book. He kept the book. He's very treasured, and then that's 35 generations of family tree, and then that only appears men's name. And then he was all really proud of it because he and my father and my brother, they're all first sons. So that family tree book was handed over from only four first sons. So they were very proud of that. I was quite sad. My grandmother or mother or my sister or me didn't appear in the book. So I felt a little bit odd in the sense. And then I really want women to be acknowledged.
You know, the stories that you're telling through the artwork that you make, which is very feminine, beautiful, soft artwork, but it's also very powerful artwork. I feel like your voice is coming through in those pieces, and the stories that you're telling is about the feminine aspect of life and respecting and honoring and celebrating the feminine aspect and the feminine people in your life when it seems like it's been a very masculine, celebrated and respected history.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yeah, definitely.
I can only imagine what it must be like to look back on the family tree book and see that it's just all the guys. What about the girls?
That's right. Yeah, what about the girls? Yeah.
You guys wouldn't be here without the girls.
That's so true.
Emma, thank you so much for your time today on Interview with an Artist. It was so interesting to learn about your art process, and then also really interesting to learn about the inspiration behind your work.
Well, thank you so much, Willie.